The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It is the 21st of February, 2025, Friday. We made it to Friday, 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda is down in Sacramento with, visiting her parents, and she took Buford with her. So here I am. I'm really batching it now. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
So, did you reset everything?
Yes, I did. Looks like something returned back to work. Something is still in the process.
What?
Something is still in the process to return back to work, the equipment.
Yeah. Well, things happen like that. They're computers.
But at least we are on the air.
We can't trust them.
Fine.
We can't trust them. Okay. National Day?
Yes. Today's National Sticky Bun Day.
Sticky Bun. Or what happens when you don't change your baby? It's sticky buns. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 67. And tonight, it starts getting cloudy, mostly cloudy. And tomorrow, though, mostly sunny with a high near 66. And Saturday night, we're getting ready to have showers. And Sunday, showers likely. And Sunday night, I'm laughing because, what's her name, Leah?
Veda.
Oh, Veda is over here. She's saying there are some treats. She has got a treat for me. So she's trying to climb into Katrina's lap. Okay, and then Sunday night, chance of showers. Monday, 30% chance of showers in that area. Monday night, same thing, but Tuesday, sunny. Wednesday, sunny. Thursday, slight chance of showers, but it's going to be up in the 70s, high 60s on Tuesday, and Wednesday, 73. So today looks okay, and then starts showering, then it clears off and gets warm, and then it looks like chance of showers again. So in other words, the weather looks just like it has for the last month, but the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned, family-run business. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been doing this for 30 years. And the Kenny family is into the third generation of Kennys running that family, running that business, which is cool because they really treat their customers well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. This is a great business to do, to have connections with. It's not even like a business. It's like friends that are helping you. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, Katrina, what do we got here?
We've got Veda, V-E-D-A, kind of a unique name. Right now she's laying on the floor playing with the toy that I brought for her. She's just kind of laying there chewing on it.
She doesn't want Buford's toys?
Sniffed them.
She sniffed them, but she didn't want to.
She's really into this one. It's very funny. It's like a rope toy, but then it has like a little squeaky, like stuffy at the end.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Kong brand one. She's really into it this
okay.
morning.
Okay.
She's about 3 years old, like a pit lab mix, very like just medium-sized, mostly black dog with some like white on her chest. do you see her? She's kind of behind me. She is such a sweet girl. She's definitely got her, you know, her playful side, but overall she's mostly like a people dog. She wants to interact with people.
She is really a sweetheart. She comes over, she looks up at you because she's got, you know, she's got kind of a labby face.
Yeah.
And she looks up at you with those labby eyes, that kind of thing.
She does. She gives you the puppy dog eyes.
Oh my gosh. And then she licks your hand and she looks up and she goes, okay, I'm bored. And she went over to get her toy.
Exactly.
She came over to say hello and be nice. She's a cutie.
She's a really good dog.
And she's not big.
She's not. She's a great family dog. She was in a home briefly, and she did live with, like, small children, and she was very respectful of them,
uh-huh.
Which is always great, especially because she's not very large.
And right now we've got several fire engines coming over to the Thunderbird Motel right across the street from us. Hmm. Wonder if somebody's having a medical problem over there. Anyway, I'm sorry. But go on. Okay. Go on. Just, you know.
Downtown, there's a lot of action.
Window on the world we got going here.
We do.
Okay, and so she's about 3 years old. She's, yeah. How much do you think she weighs?
Like maybe 50 pounds.
50, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, she's kind of tall.
Because, you know, look at, because look at Buford. Buford's only 58. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking.
She's like 40 to 50.
I'm just thinking 40 to 45 pounds, okay. You know, around there. But she fits in an apartment. And but she is, how is she on a leash?
She's pretty good on a leash. She does pull when she's excited, but nothing
you
too
can work with them
wild.
Like
yeah.
But she is a sweetheart.
She is.
Oh, now she's over there. She has found one of Buford's toys.
She's flipping it all around. Yeah. I was just being silly. She's just that good mix of like silly and playful with
good.
Like cuddly. She does really love cuddling up on the couch, and she also really likes bird watching, which is really cute.
Buford used to do squirrel watching. Used to. that's a later story. Okay, so is she going to be out, like, you know, at one of the places? She likes my boots because it's got horse all over them.
Of course.
Is she going to be out someplace where people can see her?
What
you mean, like PetSmart? Or
oh, not today. She has gone before.
Okay.
But she'll be at the shelter today. But if she doesn't get adopted, she most likely will go to PetSmart another day. She's gone there before, and she's done really amazing.
I don't know how she got out of PetSmart without being adopted, frankly. Because
no, she's
darling. She's at perfect size. And she gets along with other animals?
She gets along with other dogs. We do know she likes to chase kitties. So maybe no cats in the home for her. But she does great with other dogs.
Well, unless you have an aggressive cat that'll smack her around, and then
yeah,
you know.
She's pretty submissive. I feel like
yeah,
it would be pretty easy for
yeah, you can drop her on her back here, and her tail's wagging, and she's got that. She looks like a miniature lab to me. I know
yeah.
It's a mix, but she looks kind of like a miniature lab, and so when you think about that, and you know, and she is a sweetheart, she could be a good family dog.
She definitely is going to be a fantastic family
dog.
I think
so.
And her adoption fee is only $25.
There you go. Okay. So, anything else we need to know?
Yeah, actually. So, we're... hi, Veda.
I'm laughing because Veda's up here looking around. She's got some white on her nose. And does she have any on her chest there?
Yeah, she has a little on her chest.
Little on her chest. So.
We actually have a fundraiser that we posted on our Facebook page the other day, and I kind of wanted to touch on that because
okay.
It's pretty important, but it's something I don't think a lot of people like know about. So our hospital really needs this warming device for animals that are about to go into surgery.
Uh-huh.
The link is on our Facebook page, but if you ended up wanting to donate and you don't, you know, use a computer, you can always call the shelter and do it over the phone.
Uh-huh.
But essentially what it is it helps keep them warm when they're on, like, the surgery prep table. And it's just a really good system that's also, like, really easy to clean. So compared to what we have going on right now, like our current warming system, it takes a lot more manpower to keep the heat consistent, and it also takes a lot longer to sanitize, so it kind of slows down our surgeries a little bit. So our hospital really wants this set of, like, they're really specific medical, like, warming blankets.
Oh,
so
they're
a little,
warming blankets.
So it's a bit different than a heating pad because it's, you know, made specifically for medical
use. Yeah,
it's going to,
you know, because I know if, you know, people will use the heat. Okay, so how much do these things cost?
Well, so right now, our fundraiser, we need a total of $3,600 to be able to purchase this.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it does help. It'll help us also facilitate doing a lot more surgeries and being able to help more animals every day.
Okay, because you want to keep them warm before you get them in there. And then afterwards, though, you put them in blankies and stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole process.
Yeah. I was in there one day and you were doing a whole bunch of rescued dogs, you know, out of some person had them, and you had this great big, not great big, but a well-sized, like a dog bed, except fluffier, and there were six dogs laying in it, because these were small dogs, and they were all covered up, and, you know, with a couple blankies, and people were there standing watching them, making sure they were okay. It was cute.
Yeah.
But you need those kind of things to take care of the animals. Okay, $3,500. And just go to the Haven Humane website, and you can donate. Or you can call in and donate.
Yeah,
or you
way.
Can drop off and donate.
Exactly. But, yeah, it'll definitely help us out, be able to, you know, keep maintaining a really good standard of care for the pets while also being able to help more pets at the same time. So definitely a good investment.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much. And, Veda, good luck here. I mean, I got a feeling you're going to go quick. And we're going to do a little video here at the as soon as we take a break here, so we can put it on our Facebook page. Okay. Thank you so much, Katrina. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to talk about, is it really a bad thing to lay off federal workers?
Chevy's in the driveway, baby's on your shoulder, and buddy's all on their way over. Putting 13 years of good memories out under that old tree. Good trucks, they'll run forever if you keep...
Your auto body, you've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com. 96.5 FM and 1468.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and about Linda's in Sac with her, visiting her parents. And having a great time. She always does. She and her mom. Mom's 92. They go out shopping. And so when you're 92 years old shopping, you know, she's probably in maybe a wheelchair or a walker. Oh, no. June's out there leading the charge. So 3-4 hours of shopping is nothing. They have slowed down from the 6 to 8, though. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that does just outstanding work in fixing windshields. Yeah, Jeff Wurst knows what he's doing. Like I said, he's been doing this for about 30 years. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area so he can use his amazing skills to fix either a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. That's right, and save that windshield. Don't take chances with your safety. Don't let that chip turn into a crack that goes all the way across just as you're starting your family vacation. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He does really good work, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Now, I'm reading so much stuff on Facebook, and, I see what it is, and I see if it's any different, and I pass it on. Everybody's upset. People are losing jobs with the government. Losing a job is hard. I've gotten fired once in my life, and they got Linda and I at the same day over at this crosstown station. And it was a Monday, and on Friday they told us they wanted to expand the show, and on Monday they let us go, along with a whole bunch of other people because they had a new owner. Okay, well, but you know what? One door closes, one door opens, and we end up buying this Dark Signal, and here we are 15 years later with KCNR and Free Fire Media. But it is hard. Some of them have severance packages that are good. Well, like the ones that wanted to quit, 8 months of pay and all those kind of things. But we've got to consider what this means. If you're in a regular company, a company for profit, a company that can't print its own money, there are times when companies have to do layoffs to save the company. And you're thinking, well, turning people, firing people how's that going to save the company? Look at the debt we have in our country. Look at the number of people we have working for the government. The average salary for a government worker is well over 100,000. When I say over, average worker, 106,000. Average worker, United States, 66,000. Government worker gets a good retirement package. A good retirement package. And they have pretty much job security. Until a president comes in to look and looks really at how are we going to, stop this hemorrhaging of the amount of money we're spending in this government, thanks to the Democrats and Republicans and all the presidents. So he's actually doing something. And we didn't get here since when Biden was president. We didn't get here when Trump was president before, or Obama. I mean, no, this has gone on for over decades. Decades of bipartisan fiscal mismanagement. And now some decisions have to be made to keep your company afloat. Our government ran a deficit in the last fiscal year of $1.8 trillion. Now, what's the difference between $1 million and $1 billion? If it was seconds, how many days would it take of seconds, Christina? 60 seconds a minute. How many days would it take to make $1 million?
If you take $1 per second?
Yeah.
Let me count.
No, don't count like that. Just guess. 11 days. Okay. And if it's $1 billion, it's something like, it's like a year. You get into a trillion, and that's 31 years. So we are in a deficit of $1.8 trillion. That's every year. Our national debt now exceeds $36 trillion. Last year we added a hefty 5% to the total debt that America has accumulated in its 248-year history. What this means is it could lead to a debt death spiral, according to this Bridgewater investment firm, a guy named Ray Dalio. Now, is it tough for people to lose jobs? Yes, but the government has been growing for years. And we talked about the benefits for people. We talked about the difference in pay, job security until now. And the size of the federal employees has increased steadily for years, even as the government continues to pile up debt. Federal workforce, are you ready? 2.4 million, excluding the Postal Service and the military, has grown almost 30% since the year 2000. Now, let me ask a question. Has the service been better, 30% better, in the year 2000? I don't think so. So when you start looking at when people are starting to lose their jobs, it is a part of a transformation of taking the government back and actually running it like a business. My God, how many times have people said this? I have friends, socially liberal, but fiscally conservative. They're all upset about people getting fired, yet they would be in their companies. They would lay off people if they were having money problems like we are in the United States. Again, bipartisan mismanagement. Let's give everybody what they want, and we don't have to have a balanced budget. You can't run a business like that. All my friends out there, you've been in business. You've worked in businesses. You know you can't do that. But we don't have the ability to print money, and to politicians, money's like green crack. Nick, good morning. Hello.
Make $1 million.
What?
And
we didn't hear the first part.
Okay, I heard you talking about what it takes to make $1 million, and I came up with a strategy for me. I couldn't make my first million, so I skipped it. I'm working on the second one now. I think it's going to be easier.
I'm on my fifth one. It gets even easier then.
There you go. You probably are. I'm BSing.
Well, so am I. So am I. Well, you know how you make $1 million in radio, right? Start with three.
There you go.
What's up now?
Well, the thing is, I think it's disgusting that we waited to the monetary aspect to start laying people off when we should have been laying them off years ago because of lack of quality in their workmanship. I would use education as an example. It's gone downhill for the last 30 or 40 years. Somebody should have been on top of that and been firing some of these people. And then you look at how our money's been wasted, there should have been stops long ago to stop what's gone on in our country. And I'm getting a kick out of these people that claim that Trump was a grifter. I kind of think it's the other side that were the grifters.
Well,
come on, Daddy, you got to have something to say.
Well, no, I think that we've mismanaged the money for decades, maybe a century. But somebody at some point has to do something. And you may not like it. Yeah, it's a chainsaw instead of a scalpel. But, they're firing people in the Federal Transportation, authority. 300 people have been let off. None of them were controllers. 300 out of thousands. And there are going to be times, that, we've got to go back and rehire people. Okay, that's fine. But somebody has to do something. And what I don't understand is these people that are angry, so angry because Trump and Musk are finding these scurrilous debts, grants and things we're paying money for, where that money could be used so more in the United States, part of it to pay down the debt, part of it to give better education resources to kids in neighborhoods and areas. for veterans, for, you know, a variety of things that we're just spending hundreds of billions of dollars on when we don't have to. Yeah, I'm sorry people got fired. I've been fired. You've been fired. If you haven't been, you should have been.
Well, I should have been, but I never was. Listen, I want to change the subject. I'm expecting big things out of Cash Patel. How about you?
We'll see. I think that he scared a lot of people, and we'll see.
Uh-huh, and I think they need to be scared, and I'm hoping that there's some prosecutions.
We'll see.
Okay, I'm going to let you go because you got to go to a news break.
You got it. Thank you. All right. Yeah, no, I have empathy for people that lost their jobs on this. But go back to the average federal worker makes $106,000 a year. The average American not in federal government makes $66,000 a year. Government pensions are good. Medical, all that. Things that a lot of employers can't do anymore because of the cost. And then the other, you know, those are the perks, you know, vacations, you know, all these holidays off, extended sick pay, all of these things. And also, it was hard to fire. It was hard to fire government workers. 7:31 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay is here because there is a huge event at 4:30 this afternoon. We're going to talk about it.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walk-through home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. Yeah, we had fire engines coming in, and there was a lady stand by her car, and firemen are jumping out. The car wasn't on fire. It looked like it might have been some kind of medical thing, and they surrounded it. And then now the car's gone, and the fire engines are gone. So that happened while I was talking. I was going on my rant about getting the national debt under control. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, they are merging with Plumas this summer. But it's going to be the same great service. It's going to be the same, you know, the same bank, which I like to describe as the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. And instead of having four branches, there's going to be 19 branches now. So I think that's good news as you travel. That Cornerstone Community Bank is still going to be that community bank that we've come to know and love. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we've already had Matt Mosley on to talk about it, and he's very upbeat about it. And we'll have him on again before the change happens. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay. And she is the wildlife animal expert, the beaver whisperer, the parakeet. No, it's not parakeet.
Lorikeet.
Lorikeet's mommy. She is the porcupine
parent.
Parent. How's that?
Great.
Okay.
Love it.
You got to. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting over COVID.
You had got it again?
I did.
Or did you ever get it? Have it before?
I had it once. Mm-hmm. Just got a second. First time wasn't bad. This time kind of knocked me out.
Well, let me tell you. You know what? They say it's COVID, but yeah. there's like four different ones going around.
I tested.
Yeah, you test. Okay. Uh-huh. But there's other ones. And, yeah. You know, like I got COVID and never knew it. I went down because my nose was running and they did a study or they did that test. Oh, you have, and they called me back that day. Oh, you have COVID. And I went, no, I don't. Because the only symptom I had was my nose was running, but it had been running for, you know, I had an allergy, been going on for, you know, anyway. Yeah. Well.
It knocked me out.
And they said, they said, how long have you had those symptoms? And 2 months. And they go, well, I mean, do you know, I said, okay, last Tuesday. I finally said that to them. And that's all they needed. Oh, okay. Could you isolate yourself till Friday? And I went, this was like, Wednesday. And I went, sure. And I looked at Linda and said, got to isolate myself. So I just, you know, hung around the house, the horse, took the dog for walks.
Yeah. No, this one knocked me out. Knocked me out. It was pretty bad.
Wow. Well, so, there's other people with flus. And, yeah. And that is just
same thing. There's something going around that's nasty out
it
there.
It was nasty. It was chills and ooh, body aches, and it was bad fever. Ooh. And yeah, it knocked me out. It was pretty bad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But now I'm just congested, so now I just have that sexy Demi Moore voice going. Yeah. That's it. So
control myself. Okay, so, now you've got an event today.
We do.
And
we're excited.
It happens at 4:30.
Approximately. Hard to do exactly.
It's not going to start before that, though.
Right. Hopefully not. Yes.
Unless there's a mass uprising and they rush the walls.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, last year we had to do it a little early because they were starting to go belly up a little. In the containers were like, we just got to go. Like, they're more important than the people watching.
What is Turtle Bay doing?
So, we are releasing 400, Chinook salmon into the river. Mm-hmm. So, it's a big deal. It sounds like, okay, you're putting some fish in the river.
No,
but it's a big deal.
You've raised them, right?
Yeah. So, we have joined with Coleman Fish Hatchery.
Yeah.
And they give us these little teeny little fry. I mean, they're like a half inch to an inch long.
Okay.
And so when we get them, it's like 400, and they make up this little ball the size of a cantaloupe. Like, you look like it's like, how can that be 400 fish? But then we do what's called a head start program. So when Coleman releases salmon into the river, that's the size they're releasing them. Little guys. So a lot of those are going to get picked off very easily.
Oh my gosh.
Like crazy.
When Coleman releases,
yeah,
the stripers. Have you heard this one?
Uh-uh.
You know, the stripers are that bass that serve no purpose, and you know, they were introduced. I've heard, and I have not seen it, but I've heard it from two different people. When they release the salmon, you know, the young ones out there,
the
stripers are waiting for them, and it is just a slaughter going on there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
so it's a very small percent that make it.
Yeah.
And so they have to release so many. So, like, they just released 200,000 earlier this month of the Chinook salmon into the river. What we do is we take a small portion. One, you know, we're not making as big a difference, obviously, with 400. But we keep them at Turtle Bay, and they're on exhibit. And so we can educate people about the Chinook salmon and their history and how important they've been to our region and the culture for centuries. And then after a year, they've gone from that teeny thing to about 3 inches long.
It takes a year to get them that big.
Mm-hmm. It takes about a year.
Wow.
And then they go into – and we release them in the river. So now they have a head start. They're bigger. They're not going to get picked off as easily.
Are they bigger than the usual ones they release?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they've got a better chance. And they're faster and hardier.
Correct. They're like 5-6 times bigger.
Oh, okay.
So they're instead of being released at an inch, they're being released at 3-4 inches.
They release them at that little small. See, I never knew that.
We're going to release ours. They're going to be much bigger, and so they have a better chance.
They could eat
survival.
The ones they're releasing. They're big enough to eat the ones that they're releasing.
They are, but
they of course wouldn't do that because they're vegetarians.
And actually, they eat insects.
They eat insects. Well.
Insects at that age. So it gives them a better chance. Usually we try to release when the river is high, moving fast.
Yeah.
Because that helps them to spread too. Because like you were just saying, when they go in this big giant ball of them, now it's easy to just start picking because, you know,
a predator's
going to just grab and get something.
Yeah.
If you do it when the river, excuse me, is rushing really fast or there's a big storm. Sometimes, like last year, we waited for a big storm and we literally released them in the pouring rain.
That's good.
That churns up the river more, hides them, rushing river, helps them spread faster.
Puts more nutrients into the water, too.
Correct.
Okay.
So, but the biggest thing, it helps them to undercover so they can get farther, deeper, and get away
from
the
surface.
They have a better chance.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it's an educational opportunity for kids. Today, where's it going to take place at? Well, wait a minute. Wait.
Okay.
We'll do that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
I'm here with Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay. They're getting ready to release 400, approximately, salmon that are like, gosh, four and a half inches, five. That's almost five.
Okay.
Anyway, which gives them a much better chance of survival. And then they're going to head out to the ocean and they're going to come back back here.
That is correct.
Okay, we'll talk about that on the other side. Okay. Let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. I keep saying that, but it's true. They keep winning out there. And there's a reason. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard are just the paragons of honor and integrity. You're not going to get cheated there. We've been shopping there since we've lived here. I had our wedding rings made there. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry, and except for you to go in there. I went for Valentine's Day and found the perfect gift. Uh-huh. Yes, it was a bracelet, turquoise, you know, turquoise stone. And Linda just loves it. And I picked it out.
Nice.
But Rebecca will help you if you need help. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Sharon Clay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
talking about the Amazon dolphins, the pink ones that are, they have gotten videos of them rolling over their back and urinating into the air. And they think it's a way they communicate and,
bond.
It's kind of like guys out in the woods.
There you go.
You know, as long, you know, as long as you don't get too close. Okay, I'm here with Sharon Clay, who is the wildlife manager, the head, the Watash, the big kahuna of all the animals out at Turtle Bay. And you do a wonderful job, by the way.
Thank you, Clay.
No, no, you really do. I mean, how long have you been there now?
April will be 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because when we first came here and we opened up 15 years ago, I mean, you were there then. Mm-hmm. And you have brought such a wonderful different display of animals through the studios, and then of course when we caffeinate for a cause, mm-hmm. you're out there. And it's just, you know, and then the wildlife shows. I mean, you're just a jewel
for our
community.
Thanks.
And she's really a nice person too.
Ooh.
So that's
and then there's the auction coming up. The animals will be at the auction. People should buy tickets to the auction. The Turtle Bay auction coming up March 15th.
Yeah, Linda is going.
She's going to be our auction.
One of the MCs.
MCs.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for a long time.
It's, you know, the thing about that is, in St. Patty's Day is the 17th. So this is going to be on the 16th of Saturday.
15th.
That's a Saturday. I'm sure that's it.
It's a Saturday.
Don't
yeah.
worry. There'll be plenty of times we're going to be talking about it. And some great, great, great auction items there. It's a wonderful time, and it really, really helps Turtle Bay. But we're talking about the salmon release that's happening today at approximately 4:30. And where's that going to be at?
So it's going to be right at the Sundial Bridge on the south side, right outside the museum.
Okay, right outside the museum. And this isn't going to be a tanker truck going down there.
No. This is literally coolers that you would bring to a picnic.
That's right.
So there'll be probably two coolers. We've got bubblers in them to keep the oxygen going while we get them down. So we fish them out of our tank. That's why we don't know an exact time. We're fishing out with little nets from our tank, about 400 of them. So it takes some time.
And these are not your average salmon that usually are released like from the fisheries. They have grown. Sharon and her team have grown these to almost 5 inches in length, which gives these 4 inches, four
close
to five
enough.
Inches, yeah,
close.
That gives these fish a much better chance, a fighting chance to make it down to the ocean.
Yeah, and it's really important because the Chinook salmon, there's four runs of the Chinook salmon, excuse me, and the Sacramento River right here, we are the only place in the world that has all four runs. So we have the winter run, the fall run, the mid-fall run, and the spring run. Most rivers only have one of those.
Okay.
So
we got all four.
We have all four, which is absolutely amazing. And three of those are threatened and one's endangered. So the winter run's endangered. We're actually releasing fall run salmon. Livingstone's the only one that does the winter runs. So they work with Coleman and Livingstone work together to send out winter runs also.
Okay. Now, if you've ever been on the Sundial Bridge when they're coming back, you can see the salmon coming right under the Sundial Bridge, and some of them are right there. That's their nesting areas.
Right. And so for people that don't know, salmon are one of the few fish that go from freshwater to saltwater and then back. So you have freshwater fish, you have saltwater fish. But these guys do both. So they actually spend more of their life in the ocean than they do in the river. So they're going to spend about a year, 6 months to a year, making their way down to San Francisco to the bay and out. And that's and then they go out there. They're silver at the time, so they're going to be like these silverish blue fish. And then when they come back in to the fresh water, that's when they kind of get that brownish, goldish color that we have, and they come all the way back up.
They're out there for a couple of years,
like
right?
Up to seven
years.
I think five is average.
Okay.
And then they come back up. And so when they come back up, their entire job is to get back to where they were hatched out, make a little nest, I think rets is what they're called, and they lay their eggs, male fertilizes them, and then they die.
And even their body changes.
Yes,
super
important.
Yeah.
They're called a keystone species, which people don't realize how important those salmon are. Salmon are important for So keystone species, think of a building, right? That keystone is the, like that.
Yeah.
You get rid of that and everything else collapses.
Yeah. Cornerstone,
so,
keystone.
Keystone, yeah. Yeah, same thing. And so there are keystone species. So many animals count on them for food. And
of course.
So, and then our own culture. I mean, through centuries, salmon have been super important.
Did you know there were salmon canneries on the Sacramento?
That's
back
wild.
In the late 1890s and early 1900s, there were four or five salmon canneries on the Sacramento. We had so many salmon coming
up
here.
So many. And the Chinook salmon, the winter run, got down to like 200 fish that made it their way back up.
Yeah.
And now, like I said, Coleman and Livingstone released 2 million earlier this month, so they're really working at it. But it's known to be about only 10% make it back up.
Yeah, and because it is 5 to 7 years later, you're not going to know. But now, so okay. The ones that you are releasing today will come back to here.
Is that
correct?
They will come back.
In this general area? Or?
To this general area.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe towards Coleman, maybe right here to this to this area right here. We don't tag them. We have no idea which ones make it back. But it would be way too costly to be able to tag every fish. But they will they'll go out, and we hope they have a better chance than, you know, the little teeny ones, for sure.
Too bad you don't have a way of branding them. Of course, that would probably, you know, little Turtle Bay brand
little
on them.
TV.
Just a little heat there.
We put a little turtle on them. A little turtle on each one. When you see the salmon with a turtle.
People are talking about, I caught this 8 pounds, you know, 10 pounds salmon, and had a turtle.
Turtle on it.
Tattooed on it. Okay. All right, so that's going to happen today at 4:30. Please 4:30. Be there around 4, I would say.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we're going to aim for 4:30 to get it, so you can be out in front of the Sundial Bridge there. You can be on the bridge, under the bridge with us. We're going to walk them down there and we're going to let them loose.
A loud cheer.
They can cheer. They can come watch. This is our fifth year of doing it.
Your 50th year?
Fifth year. 5 years we've been partnering with Coleman to do it.
So maybe your first ones might be coming back
That's
here.
That's right.
In the next How would you know, though?
We wouldn't.
That's what I mean. It's too bad you can't put some kind of little band or something on them that when they came back, you go, whoa. There's Betsy!
Do you know that every year, here's a little fun fact, every year, for some reason, we have one salmon that has one eye. I don't know why. And we always call him the one-eyed Jack. His name's Jack.
That comes from the fishery? They've only got one eye?
Just one. There's always one that has an injured eye that only has one eye.
Well,
yeah.
They're probably playing with BB guns.
So, he's Jack.
Sharon Clay, thank you so much. For everything you do, one, for the animals over there, because I know you love them. And,
with all my heart.
I know. And unfortunately, we lose them, you know, through age, but they live so much longer with Sharon and Turtle Bay than they would in the outside. And I'm going to ask you a question at the break about skunks.
Okay.
Because I think we had a skunk. The skunks fight. And when they fight, do they spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had a gang brawl at our house the other day. I'm not kidding you. Probably pulling knives and guns, but you cannot imagine.
The smell.
And they did it right out in our backyard next to the intake for the heater
of
the house. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just starting to go. I mean, I've been under the house. Linda says, go into the house, see if they're there at night. So like an idiot, I just walked right in, you know, crawled underneath the house, got my flashlight, and I'm all the way through looking around thinking, this is like looking for an IED.
It is, because if you startle it, you're going to get it right in the face.
Yeah, and then I can come back. You know what I would do, though? I would run through the house and grab her and hug her and just kind of brush myself all there over her.
But just like a dog.
Just like a dog. But I didn't see anything. And the smell now is starting to go away. But I was wondering if they're like a territorial fight, or if it's breeding season or whatever it is, would they spray each other?
Yeah, they would spray each other.
Oh.
It could have been. And then in the spring and the summer, the babies, like, they don't always have as much control, just, like, do this little, I always call it, like, their little farts. They go, frit, 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 and then you're like, okay, that's
enough.
Yeah.
okay, 4:30 today.
4:30.
Turtle Bay, right there by the bridge. Come out and watch them release these salmon. And you know what? They may be already having salmon come back from the first time they released, but we won't know. But we can pretend.
Yeah, and then we'll be getting more salmon in and start it all over
again. And you can learn about the Chinook salmon, which is such an important part of our environment. Okay, got to run. We come back. We have House of Realty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's a new sheriff in town, and they're pinning the star on his chest today. Incoming FBI Director Kash Patel being sworn in by Attorney General Pam Bondi following yesterday's Senate confirmation vote. Not a single Democrat voted for Patel, and they were joined by two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, voting no as well, but it wasn't enough to derail the confirmation of Patel. Housing market still struggling, although there are some signs of recovery.
The National Association of Realtors reports sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 4.9% in January, dampened both by rising prices and mortgage rates, deterring many would-be home buyers despite greater inventory. At the same time, the seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million units was up 2% year over year.
Correspondent George Williams. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller delivering what he calls a brief civics lesson to the White House press corps. Noting the president is elected by the whole of the American people, Miller says the Constitution states the executive power shall be vested in a president.
What President Trump is doing is he is removing federal bureaucrats who are defying democracy by failing to implement his lawful orders, which are the will of the whole American people.
Miller is also applauding a 95% reduction in monthly illegal border crossings since President Trump returned to the White House just a month ago. Israel says a body, supposedly that of an Israeli hostage returned by Hamas, was not that of an Israeli mother of two young boys. And Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it a cruel and malicious violation of the Gaza ceasefire. He says it will be avenged. On Wall Street, the Dow down 345 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Mexico has arrested the suspected leader of a notorious drug cartel.
José Ángel Canobio, who's also known as El Guerito, is believed to have organized the cartel's fentanyl smuggling operations to the United States. The Mexican authorities say he was the head of security for one of the sons of the jailed drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. On Wednesday, the Trump administration designated the Sinaloa cartel and seven other Latin American criminal groups as foreign terrorist organizations.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. A group of families and children from Uzbekistan, China, Afghanistan, Russia, and other countries have climbed down the stairs of a plane in Costa Rica's capital. The first flight of deportees from other nations at Costa Rica agreed to hold in detention facilities for the Trump administration while it organizes a return to their home countries. The flight of 135 deportees adding Costa Rica to a growing list of Latin American nations. Townhall.com. It's a big change for big league ball.
A computerized system that calls balls and strikes being tested during Major League Baseball spring training exhibition games this year And that comes after 4 years of experiments in the minor leagues. The automated ball strike system could potentially be used in the majors as early as next year to help home plate umpires, but not replace them. Starting in 2024, Major League Baseball focused the testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. Jason Walker reporting.
The Los Angeles wildfires wiped out thousands of homes, forcing families to find new places to live. Tenants who were just getting by before the fires now face a daunting search for a new home amid soaring rents. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta is warning property owners against price gouging. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Reading with our window on the world. Today, the 21st of February, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm, and it's National Sticky Buns Day, which was it's really funny. We were just discussing Cameron and that same thing, that same subject. What a coincidence. Anyway, on the line is Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. Stocks are in the red this morning as U.S. economic data is pointing to slower activity combined with higher inflation expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial averages off 392 points at 43,784. The S&P 500 is off 38 points at 6,078. NASDAQ Composite losing 151 points at 19,812. Active stocks this morning, New Holdings down $2.13. Trading at 11.22, NVIDIA off 56 cents at 139.51, Hims and Hers Health down $13.70 at 52.67 per share, and Planetshare Technology up 64 cents at 106.84. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.451%. And over to commodities, gold is down $8 an ounce at $2,930, silver off 29 cents at 33 even, crude oil is priced at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Oh, Susan.
It's rough out there today.
I was going to say, it's kind of like, whoa, are you armored up?
Every day.
Every day. Well, look, have a
one eye open in the middle of the night.
Well, have a wonderful weekend, and
to
make yourself just happy, go down to the Sundial Bridge today around 4:30 and watch them releasing all those little salmon.
Oh, that would be great. Yep. And that river is really running.
That's why they release them, when the water's higher, and it gives them a better chance, and they raise them there at Turtle Bay for a year.
4:30?
So it's at 4:30 okay. Today, so maybe we'll see you.
Awesome. Okay, thank
okay,
you.
You
Take
bet.
Care. Bye-bye.
And Susan Eastman is First Vice President of Investments for Stiefel Incorporated and located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach Susan at 530-244-7199. And Susan knows what she's doing. She's been in this business for a while, and she's helped a lot of people. And so now I'm going to do the weather. Mostly sunny today with a high near 67. That's why I'm wearing my boots and my hoodie because I'm heading out to the horse right away. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and then maybe showers tomorrow night. Sunday showers. Sunday night starts, kind of clearing off. But Monday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Tuesday, sunny, though, with a high near 69. Get this, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 73. And then Thursday, slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny with a high near 73. So we're getting our typical weather here, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned company, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. 30 years they've been in the business. They're in their third generation of the Kinney family running that, and they treat their customers so well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans for people to make sure that they're kept warm and they've got hot water. That Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And one of my favorite times of the month is House of Realty and Bruce Middleton. He tempers that a little bit by bringing Cameron. But Cameron's taken some shots already this morning, so I was just kidding.
Yeah, I've taken a few, but that's all right. I heard him.
You know, working in that cannery.
Yeah, I did. I was interesting. You brought that up
about in the sticky bun problem
about the canneries in the. That was actually very something we really looked forward to when we were up there. I did. I worked five seasons in the salmon canneries up in Alaska, up at Bristol Bay, and so yeah, I was always pride myself on being up on my local history, but did not know that there were. Well, canneries located on the Sacramento.
I'm gonna look that up again because we were talking about salmon and I was looking at it, and at one time, now this is again back to 1890s and early 1900s, they said there was like four or five canneries on the Sacramento because
did you work at those, Dad, or no? Well,
enjoyed the salmon.
Yeah. No, it is. I believe it, especially after the introduction of the McLeod salmon. That McLeod hatchery was really very, very renowned, and those are considered some of the greatest, you know, salmon, you know, in the world. But yeah, it was an interesting experience, and I'm sure they certainly had them.
My timing wasn't good. The first industrial scale salmon cannery in North America was established by the Hapgood Hume Company in 1864 on a barge in the Sacramento River near West Sacramento. At its peak in 1882, there were 20 salmon canneries along the Sacramento and the American River.
Wow. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, and then now, if you see, they had 200 make it, so...
Well, and I know they've tried a lot of different things along the river to try and up that population.
But. It would really be interesting to see, you know, because Turtle Bay keeps them for a year. So now they're releasing them in four and a half inch fish. They release them during the high water, so it gives them cover. But being that much bigger, it gives them a much better chance, I would think, of survival. If there was a way that you could, you know, like mark them and see how many of them released at that bigger size make it back up to percentage, and would it be better to keep, instead of releasing them at such, you know, the fry, you know, at an inch or less, would it be better to keep them and spend the money feeding them and then turning them loose at a bigger, you know, so you'd have a better return. But it takes, you know, 5 to 7 years they're out there in the ocean.
Yeah, it takes a good while. I know that it's you know, very regulated where I worked up in Alaska. In fact, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is kind of a paramilitary organization up there. And so they really regulate. We're going to be fishing today from 8 a.m. to, you know, to 12 p.m. We're only going to be doing this amount of time. We're going to do a three-hour block here, a six-hour block there. You can only go past this line, and you can't go past this particular line at the mouth of a river. I worked on the Naknek River, and, there were good years and bad years, but they control it, you know, pretty substantially.
Well, there is the first Pacific Coast Salmon Cannery site, the one in West Sacramento, I think is still there. It's as a museum. It was a National Historic Site, but that designation was withdrawn. But yeah, I mean, when we talk about it, you don't realize how huge the salmon industry was, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, so. Well, and I know that there have been a lot of people that have worked
150 years
from Redding, from the Redding area, that have gone up to work at the South Naknek Cannery that I worked at in Bristol Bay, Alaska. And that was when I was up there. I was there for the last year of operation, and that was the oldest operating salmon cannery in Alaska at the time. And it went back into the late 1800s, and now they're turning it into a museum as well. We always thought it was a museum while we were there, but they're turning it into a museum. So they're trying to save some of those. But I think it does go to show kind of the changing industries that we've had here in the North State over the years.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to take a break, a little bit of an early break, and then when we come back, I talked to businesses that are having problems, and we keep seeing more businesses coming in. I really want to hear what you all think about this. I mean, because you've got your fingers on the pulse of everything going on. So we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to talk about the 26th annual Reading chapter for the National Wild Turkey Federation is having their 26th annual Hunting Heritage Banquet at the Senior Citizen Center right down there on Benton Drive. Dinner opens at 4:30. Doors open at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30. Let me tell you, the raffle items and the live auction items are unbelievable. The reason they're having it down at the Benton Senior Center is because of guns, that the state has outlawed guns at places like the Shasta County Fairgrounds, where it's been for years, 25 years. So, anyway, if you want tickets, give Candy a call at 530-526-8350 or go to online to nwtf.org/events. Look for Reading and you can get your tickets there. Okay? We'll be right back.
Then hit it big. Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bot, Linda's in SAC, and with her parents in Buford. On the 28th of, I'm sorry, March 29th at Simpson University, it's a free event, the third annual Night of Champions Youth Rally for high school students hosted by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They're going to have Olympic and pro football speakers going to be out there. And this free event includes a barbecue, competitions, prize giveaways, worship music, and inspirational speakers. Free events. And you get a T-shirt, too. But you got to register by March 1st. And you can do that by going to the Simpson University website and doing it that way. Starts, like I said, it starts at check-in at 5 p.m. that day, and you'll be out by 9 p.m. It's for athletes of all ages. And I'm here with House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we talked salmon in the first segment, which had nothing to do with this, but my question when we left last time was, I know it's tough on some, I'm seeing businesses that are, I mean, they're still hanging in there, but you know, but it's tough out there, and you're seeing some of them close kind of quietly, that they're just not there anymore. You know,
That's true in real estate as well. Compared to the boom times, I mean, it's slowed down. There's still activity, but I'm seeing other offices too where they're shortening their hours. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of some staff. They're doing cost cutting. Insurances keep going up. You know, you and in real estate itself, we're getting complaints daily from clients who are talking about insurance with the fires down in L.A. But I have a good friend that has a sevenplex here in Reading. His insurance just went up to $1,000 a month. And
per?
A month for for insurance. But, you know, it used to be $2,500 and whatever. So it's, you know, you can only pass on so much annually in rent costs. When you start having increases like that, it really affects the bottom line. So if that's the case, what's that do to the value of properties? If you're looking for a certain return, it's no longer there. So, I mean, insurance has become a huge, huge factor. It's been a factor for quite a while, but, you know, and you look at climate change, and I read articles almost daily where, you know, Miami and certain towns with the oceans rising and hurricanes and this and that, whatever, and there's a lot of people that moved, for instance, to Florida that paid cash for something so they wouldn't have a payment. And the value, especially in condos and certain things, have gone down so much they don't have any equity.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them on the market, they're hard to unload. So what do you do? You know, and where do you go when you don't have much equity?
Yeah.
Well, and part of that, I think Dad's right in terms of rental affordability and rental stock. That's the biggest problem, of course, with rental housing and is supply. Don't have enough rental units, you're going to have high rental prices. The problem is that we do have statewide rent control in California, and the company that still it is.
Oh yeah, that's right, rent control.
Yeah, so it's 5% plus inflation is the peak, or capped at 10% is the maximum increase that you can do. And they deem inflation, it's done by a localized regional index and gets a little complicated, but when it, you're starting to see now landlords who, and we got a, got a call from one this week, I got a call from one yesterday, who own, you know, a handful or a number of rentals. And these aren't wealthy, wealthy people. These are just people that have tried to invest for their retirement. But the insurance is going up faster than they can, than the rent rates.
Mm-hmm.
And by the rental rates not being able to keep up with the insurance costs, some of them are going, hey, this just doesn't cash flow anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of it. And when they sell that, it doesn't necessarily translate to, it doesn't necessarily stay a rental. So that may be a first time home buyer or some other home buyer that purchases it. And then they're able to take over. There are exceptions to the rent control and how it works. Again, gets a little complicated, but it is going to start to make rental housing as well. Everybody thinks about homeowners, but it's going to start to make it a lot tougher for renters as well. In terms of that house, affordability.
House of Realty does commercial.
And
so when you're looking out there at commercial properties, are you seeing, I mean, are they, what would you say is the percentage that, looking overall, not just yours, the percentage of empty storefronts?
Well, yeah, there's a vacancy factor. There's, you know, that's for sure. The other day, instead of turning right up here on the corner and heading towards California back to the office, I drove through the downtown mall area here.
Yeah.
And a lot of vacancy.
Yeah.
All that new building, and I would say at least half, if not more, is still vacant. And I know they're asking a big number per square foot, you know, but something's better than nothing. I don't know whether they need to reduce that to try and get people in, let them succeed and gradually raise. But it's, you know, and then I look at, you know, Joann's is going down.
Yeah.
You know, there's a number of large spaces. Raley's on Hartnell has been vacant for 8 or 9 years.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, no. Yeah. It has been. I mean.
So when you figure permits and fees and building cost, labor cost, you're not seeing a whole bunch of new building other than like around Costco and then across over there. And you know, that all seems to be going well, and that's a high rent area, but a lot of the stuff around here is, you know, is vacant, and so I think in a lot of instances it takes longer to get certain things leased up. You know, the Costco project, that was 4.5 years in escrow just for the land. They had a long time to start securing, and what you see out there is McDonald's and Jersey Mike's, and you know, large chains. You're not seeing a lot of small business.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, you know, especially chicken.
Yeah.
God knows we must love chicken up here, but chains coming in here, and then I'm seeing smaller stores. There's one right down the street here that 40. You know, it was a used clothing. You know, it was, you know, one of those. Here on the corner there in the hotel was shut down. It's been shut down for several weeks.
Yeah. Well,
and other ones you're seeing just kind of just without fanfare, just leave.
Well, and they were talking this morning on the news too. Walmart didn't meet projections, and what is it, Forever 21 or whatever? I'm not really familiar with that store.
Stores.
Yeah, they're closing 200 of their last 350 stores. And, you know, I look at Red Lobster. That had been there in that location for years and years and years. And so, yeah, it's tough out there. And, you know.
For the big companies, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm seeing, you know, growth. And there's additions, you know, being. But, you know, when I stop and think about it, I don't think there are any more people in Reading right now in 2025 than there were in 2000. I think we're right around 90, 92,000.
Yeah.
And that's where we were in 2000.
And we haven't grown.
No.
And the number of kids going to school is dropping.
Yeah.
Because
those
kids have graduated and moved on.
Yeah. You know, I read the Chronicle almost every day, and following that down there, their downtown vacancy factor for commercial is around 40%, which is enormous.
We're talking about downtown San Francisco right now.
And now they're, you know, they're devaluing that property, which means less in taxes. And I think San Francisco is facing a $900 million deficit for the year. I look at City of Reading, they're complaining that, you know, they're in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, you said on the show a couple years ago, if I remember right, that San Francisco was really going to go through some really bad commercial rentals or leasing, because all these people had started working away, were working from home. They found out they didn't need all this room. Instead of having 100,000 square feet, they really only needed 20, and that all these leases were going to be up around now. And is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but conversely, now they're talking about bringing people back to work.
Yeah.
And I just read an article where they're talking about that will affect residential prices, is that people have to come back to work. Now, not all will. And I keep reading more in 2045 or 40, Texas will have more people than California.
Yeah.
So we certainly have an exit of people in California. But now if they're going to bring, you have to come back to work. So are people going to leave from where they had moved 5 years ago with the pandemic and whatever? Are they going to move back? So that's a question that they're wondering, how's that going to affect the residential market? So there's not a lot of new building.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. So, and commercial's no different. I mean,
sure.
There's a lot of businesses that fail.
I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We're talking about the, in San Francisco, they got in their commercial leasing and buildings like a 40% vacancy, when you can't survive like that. They've already got did you say 900 million?
Well, I think, yeah, their deficit, projected deficit, is close to that.
Wow.
And,
yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Established in 1960, they've been in the same spot since 1967. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I have not gotten my hair cut any other place than Cypress Square Barbershop since I moved here to Redding. Never had a bad haircut. I had one this week, and I make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, roll in, get my hair cut, roll out, unless I just want to hide out. And then I come in there, and I read their American Rifleman, Car and Track, Golf, until I can hop into the chair. Great place, great haircuts, and man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading with Carl and Linda. Linda's not here because she's down at visiting her parents down in, oh gosh, we have a derelict out there.
You probably get this kind of riffraff come by.
And they come by, you know, sometimes, usually he just pulls up his shirt and shows us his stomach. Down there visiting her parents, took Buford with her. We were talking about the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion. Remember, Christine and I said, how many seconds is a million seconds? A million seconds is about 11 and a half days. That's a million. A billion seconds is about 32 years. So showing the difference. 1 trillion seconds. You want to guess?
Well, 1,000 times the last number.
Oh, well, you got it. 32,000.
Yeah.
32,000 years. Yeah. So when you start talking about it, in a stack of pennies, it would be 870,000 miles high.
You start looking at numbers like that, makes you wonder about the deficit that we're facing.
That's
in the
it.
United States.
Yes.
And, you know, they're saying it's $37 trillion, but in reality, there are people that say it's probably over $50 trillion.
Yeah.
So you figure whatever interest rate, what that requires annually just to pay the interest.
It's over $1 trillion now.
And not even touch the principal.
Well, it's much larger than the defense budget of the United States is just the interest on paying us off. And this is, I had a discussion, my little rant, this morning about it's terrible. People losing their jobs. But if this was a business and you were running into crunches like this, you would have to lay off people. Now, you may not like the way it's happening, but you've got to get your arms around this thing somehow.
Can do it with a little discretion.
Yeah, a little more finesse.
Yeah, there's not
the chainsaw.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, boy wonder pulled a beauty there.
Yeah, I mean, he pulls out the chainsaw and walks out on the stage. Yeah. But going back to here, the question I asked during the break was down in Southern California, because of the insurance problems, the people that, you know, had their insurance canceled, people that were underinsured and all this, they're thinking, and I've heard this from, you know, read it from other realtors that are down there, they're thinking up to 70% of the people are not going to rebuild. And then in Phoenix, in the valley there, they're already starting to get people from Southern California.
Well, two thoughts on that is how long it's going to take to rebuild. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking years. And this is not, you know, just to clean it is going to take a certain amount of time. But it's going to take years. And then you mentioned Phoenix. Well, I'm reading articles about how long does Phoenix last and exist when the water runs out.
Well,
so that's something, you know, once again, climate change here comes into play in so many different areas. And, you know, the Colorado's kind of made a comeback, but had it not, there were areas, Las Vegas, Phoenix, you know, a lot of areas that are dependent upon that water.
We used to live outside Phoenix, my parents did, and what people don't realize is it's humid.
Oh, yeah. Out
in certain areas. And you're thinking, Phoenix is humid. Yes, because the irrigation dishes, but also all of the swimming pools, the watering. There's times it's humid.
Watering the golf courses.
Watering the golf courses and all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah. So when we talk about, oh, we have a shortage of water, then I look over there at the golf courses, like in Palm Springs. Oh, we use reclaimed water. The water's come someplace.
Yeah.
So, okay, so... And I asked you last time, do you think we'd see people moving up here once they got their settlement checks or their insurance? Would that have an impact on us?
I'm sure we'll get some, yeah. And I've heard of people getting calls from down south asking for information about housing, and I'm sure we'll get some. But it was like when the pandemic, you know, a lot of people said, okay, my house burned, I have a check, do I want to rebuild? I've always wanted to move to Colorado or Idaho, so they did. So that you're going to get people from down there moving, you know, to a lot of different places.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, that many structures, houses, 18,000, whatever it turned out to be. But, you know, I have a good friend here. Her brother was an attorney down there. And anyway, he went to work that morning and his wife called and said, there's a fire. He said, get out of there. So they weren't really able to retrieve anything.
Yeah.
And he said he had a good friend who was an attorney. She said she had her cell phone, her purse, and her car. That's what she had left.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know. So, and the
we've had that same thing here.
Yeah, the car and fire.
The car fire.
Thing.
You know,
yeah.
And here's the thing is, yeah. It looks like the governor Newsom, oh, I'm going to guarantee you, you know, that he's doing things for down south that he didn't do for up here. And you would think they would have learned something, but of course they didn't. And so Heather Hadwick was on the show, Assemblywoman, and she says, oh, no, we're really pushing it. If you're doing this, why aren't you doing this? We still need help up here getting people resettled and houses built. So,
well, and I think they just released as well on Monday officially. The state has been, as part of a legislative bill over the last couple of years, has been redoing the fire maps for each county. And they released a lot of inland county new CAL FIRE maps for high fire severity zones and very high fire severity zones on Monday. And those are really interesting to look at. Overall, statewide, the number increased dramatically. The amount of acreage that's either in a high fire or a very high fire. Now, this is Shasta County. Even before, we were almost completely high fire or very high fire. In every unincorporated part of the county. They don't do the federal land, which is about half of Shasta County's acreage. But, you know, going through those new maps, it's really interesting how they did that. And that'll have an effect on insurance rates to a degree.
So it's worse now.
And, well, now statewide, yes. Redding actually dropped substantially the amount of acreage in the very high fire severity.
Well, that's good.
Zone.
That's good.
So that's within city limits.
Oh. If you're out in Palo Cedro or Millville, too bad.
Well, and I remember looking at the map a while back, and that was just very high fire. When you look at high fire, very high fire, and then there's a moderate, which was yellow on the map. And I think there was about the only yellow. There were just a couple of spots of yellow in little areas anywhere in the county.
Yeah.
We were almost at least 95, if not more, a higher percentage of either high or very high fire severity zones. I mean, I think there were parts of Shasta Lake, and I mean the water, the lake, that were high fire severity zones. I think that was because of historical data with houseboat fires. Anyway, so you actually, I mean, it really encroached onto everything. So, the state has been trying to look at this for some time. I think the downside to this is Sacramento's mentality with this new mapping is now that we have this new mapping, they want to either Senator, I think it's Stern down in Southern California. There's some others. They want to either completely ban and put a moratorium on all new development in those types of zones, in the high fire, very high fire severity zones, mm-hmm. or at least now mandate much higher home hardening regulations on those homes. So doing certain things that harden the home and prevent it from wildfire, which is doable. It's amazing now the technology that they have to be able to reduce a home where you can be shooting embers straight at it for hours.
Yeah. Well, what about the fire sprinklers inside the houses? I mean, that's adding, from what I heard, like $30,000 to
the house? No, not that much. But,
okay.
But yeah, that's mandatory now. But, you know, you figure solar on top of that now that
right.
you have to do and whatever. And so they keep talking, we need more affordable housing. Well, there's no such thing anymore.
Yeah, and you need certain kind of toilets. And you need, And that's, it seems like, if you want to drop the price of houses, that you would kind of go back and put a moratorium on this. Yeah, you know, for a few years to see if that makes any difference. But we're still go back to the lack of housing and all this, and that's what we're going to address when we get back from this break. And we will. We'll be right back. Get rid of some.
I'm fresh like a daisy through old sidewalk cracks. Yeah,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda will be back tomorrow down visiting the parents. She took Buford with her because her dad really likes Buford. So good morning, 8:50 in the morning here on Friday the 21st. Another week, almost. I can't say it's been successful yet until we finish up this last segment because anything could happen with Cameron Middleton in here.
Say, is there something we don't know about? Or
from House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. I love this. I love this hour because I use this hour to gather information. I use the rest of the month. And then just hopefully, you know, that people, where'd you hear that? I said, local experts. Anyway, how are we doing on the housing availability? I mean, the MLS.
Yeah, we're at 580. So it's, we really have, it's, and that's a normal seasonal adjustment. So for February to come down a little bit from where we were up to 600.
But you started with, I mean, we're supposed to have like 1,200 though, right?
Yeah, it should be probably around 1,000 or give or take a little under. So we still have less supply on the market. I think we're starting to see some more people list their homes that were really wanting to hold on to that lower interest rate and who are realizing, okay, they're just kind of...
It's not going to go away from, you know.
They're not going to drop back down to where they were anytime soon. And, I mean, even, you know, the most optimistic forecasts are saying maybe a drop of a point and a half tops, and those are optimistic. You know, today I think the average... MLS average or the Mortgage Daily News average was right around 7% on the mortgage rate. I think it was 6.96 when I left the house. So you've really got you know, from that standpoint, I don't think you're going to see a lot of change. It's going to be, you've got a lot of buyers that are interested in that lower range. So even anything under 350, 300 gets a lot of attention. It gets a lot of, prospective buyers. People that are coming in trying to look in that range of housing, you know, and again, a big part of it now, and especially also for insurance purposes, because these insurance companies are now much more likely to come and check out check the house out, see if, you know, make sure everything's fine. But is prepping the house properly? I would say, you know, number one thing really for everybody, you know, make sure that you don't have any skunk fights, gang fights going out in your property.
We couldn't sell that. We couldn't sell that house if we dropped the price $200,000 2 days ago.
You have to disclose gangs of skunks. That's bad. Well, reminds me of the first time in real estate. This was 20 years ago. Dad ever left me alone at the office. He and Mom went on a trip, well deserved, and we had a doctor coming in from Indianapolis who was driving here. And he did not have a cell phone. Again, this was 20 years ago. He's driving from Indianapolis. I'm supposed to get him into this rental for 10 days before escrow closes. And the owner of the rental calls and says, we have a family of skunks nesting underneath the house. And I just remember thinking, this isn't in the book. This wasn't in the book. This wasn't on the test. What am I supposed to do with a family of skunks underneath the house? Anyway.
Look under stinking deals.
Yeah, we put them up at Ramada, I think, is finally what I ended up.
What I would expect from you, and I'm sure your father did, was that you were going to go on and put a mask on and go in there and move those skunks.
That's why now I have a 7-year-old son that fits in the crawl space.
He's not 7. He can't be 7 already.
He's 7 and he's huge. He's what,
he is
85
big.
Pounds?
Big boy.
Yeah, Cole's
well, you know
he's
what
just
I,
getting huge.
You know what I found out today from Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay? Take rags, soak them in ammonia, throw it underneath the house. Skunks can't stand it and they'll leave.
Hmm.
That's, now you so, tell me.
That's cheaper than paying $80 a skunk or whatever the going rate is. One thing about rates, I think if you're paying attention, you're seeing that inflation is starting to creep up again.
Yes.
And with the talk of all these tariffs, right now I just read an article recently where they're saying don't look for them to go down temporarily, look for them to go up the rates. And God only knows where we're going from here. But, you know, if you wanted to buy a car, it's too late, I think. When you start looking at, you know, these tariffs and what's happening, I don't know. It'll be interesting in how it affects the market. I still talk to people daily that don't want to give up a 2.5% or 3% loan. Said we'd love to move, but, you know.
Well, that's what we don't want to move, but we've got that kind, and it's an assumable one. It's the VA.
That helps the value of your property right there. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. But then you'd still have to then go get the next place. You said before that houses and property were selling. People were wanting to get rid of that. You know, a couple acres and because of the fire or the insurance and all the other things that go on with this maintenance and all that, as they're getting older. Is that still true, or is that just...
For years, you had Bay Area people that their one concern when they moved up here was, we want elbow room. We've been confined for all these years. It used to be interesting. 6 months after you sold a house on a three-acre parcel, you come and say, was that fence up last time I was here? No. But we don't want to maintain all this ground. We want the privacy, but we don't want to maintain it. So it, you know, it can work both ways. Mm-hmm. Older people are looking for less maintenance.
Sure.
You know, younger people with kids and whatever, let's have some room to romp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, and the fires down south too will likely have an effect on material prices. So you will, as the construction actually starts to for the rebuilding does get going, which it'll take a little while, you will start to see resources directed to Southern California. You're going to see a demand there that is likely to keep at least some upward pressure on
It's been like that since the car fire. You know, everybody, hey, we got to rebuild here and all these other places. It pushes it up, and then you get the Southern California fire, then you get the hurricanes. I mean, that's materials got to come from someplace. And we don't obviously have enough factories out here manufacturing able to do that.
Well, when they start cleaning all those lots and parcels, where are they going to put all that?
Woohoo.
A lot of those homes were...
Yeah, because that's hazmat. Yeah.
Yeah, they got level two. You have various... You've got...
Where do you put that?
Well, there are special areas.
Be a great time to own 1,000 dump trucks right now.
Boy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or just two, because you get prevailing wage.
Well, and
be a dozer driver.
Actually, we have a dump truck manufacturing company here in Redding, that does exactly that. Guy that I went to high school and to college with, that does exactly that. And so, you know, and I think that's one thing we are at least seeing around here is we're seeing some more innovative types of businesses, industries. I think Moss Energy is a good example as well. That's a growing company.
Yeah.
That you're seeing a number of them, and ones that are starting to go out to Stillwater, but are buying other places.
If I was Donna Jamian, I'd open an office down there. That we're going to do concrete houses. Yeah, it's the same cost, but concrete houses that, you know, would help you on your insurance. You put slate roofs on them. I don't know.
You just wonder how much production can they do at this point in time? Well, those machines and whatever.
I know.
But, yeah.
Well, if you can do a house every 5 days, you know, lay it out. Now, the interior still has to be done, and then you move to the next one and the next one. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot for being here.
No, thank you, Carl.
Absolutely. I just love having you all on. Your sense of humor is really nice. Not you, Cameron.
Hey,
I couldn't leave.
You can't have a sense of humor without a punching bag.
You showed
somewhere
up early today. Yeah. I mean, usually You know how it is, Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
He walks in as I'm saying good morning and welcome back to Free Fire. Here comes Cameron through the door, and you were here early.
It's my partner. It's Susan. You know, Susan's the one. You know, I call her and say, okay, you got to stall, Susan, just a little bit longer here. So, no, the parking was just too abundant this morning.
My parting words to him yesterday were, be on time.
Whoa. Well, listen to Dad.
Absolutely. So. Oh, we got the kid out of the house early.
I would be remiss if I didn't.
Good morning, Cole.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't say House Realty is the, if not the longest operating real estate firm. It's in the top two. You've been around since 65.
It'll be 60 years this year.
Wow.
And I'm not 60 for the record. Just want to make sure that's on there.
I'd love to be 60.
You should just be happy they decided to get married.
Yeah.
And how did they get a hold of y'all?
530-241-8300 or houseofrealty.com. Very easy. Please give us a call.
Right here on Placer Street. Hadn't moved, right?
No. Nope.
So, I mean, it's you and the barbershop. Yeah. In the same spot.
Same location. Yeah. I've seen pictures.
And it's right here on Placer Street, right down from Court Street. Placer and Court.
Yep.
So you can find it. Next to the bail bonds, which makes it handy for some of your agents.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, yeah. We get some sellers out of that.
Next to Holly. Yeah, just
get a listing.
They stagger in and go.
They want a lot of money.
Sell my house now. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back Monday. I think it's going to be pretty nice. Get out there and enjoy yourself. And God bless America.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.